When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The AI revolution has arrived, bringing with it the potential to revolutionize and save countless lives. However, amidst this excitement, there is a growing concern about the availability of electricity to power the increasing number of AI-focused data centers. The power requirements of AI systems are immense, with some estimates suggesting that if traditional servers were replaced with AI designed ones, the power demand would increase by 4 to 5 times. This is equivalent to adding a nuclear power station. For instance, NVIDIA, the world's largest maker of AI chips, is projected to sell 3.5 million units of its H100 processors this year alone. The electricity consumption of these chips would surpass that of all households in Phoenix and certain smaller countries like Georgia, Lithuania, or Guatemala. And this is just one chip manufacturer. Other companies like AMD and Intel are also producing AI-optimized chips, further adding to the power demand. According to data center experts, the United States alone will require an additional 18 to 30 gigawatts of capacity in the next 5 to 7 years to meet this growing demand. However, the current infrastructure may not be prepared to handle this surge. While tech companies have made significant investments in renewable energy, data centers require a consistent power source, which is not always feasible with renewables. Future possibilities such as nuclear or geothermal energy sources are under exploration, but are not yet available on a commercial scale. Even if enough power can be generated, upgrading transmission and distribution systems in time remains a significant challenge. The consequences of the AI boom extend beyond power concerns. Communities near these data centers may experience disruptions to their quality of life. Increased construction noise, traffic, and strain on local resources have raised concerns among residents. Some groups, particularly in Northern Virginia, have called for more regulation, similar to what Singapore and the Netherlands have implemented with moratoriums on new data center construction. The responsibility for building and maintaining efficient and sustainable data centers lies with the operators. Globally, data centers use around 40% of their power allocation on inefficient cooling infrastructure. As power becomes a limited resource, it is crucial to allocate every watt efficiently for computing. Failing to address these concerns proactively may lead to regulatory interventions. The rapid pace of the AI-driven paradigm shift has caught legislators and industry leaders off guard. Balancing the potential of AI and addressing public concerns requires comprehensive oversight. Drawing a parallel, historical environmental pollution sparked public concern, leading to the passage of the National Environmental Policy Act and the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. However, we cannot afford to wait decades to assess the impact of AI. The current trajectory of power consumption is unsustainable both economically and environmentally. Therefore, the need for an Environmental Protection Act for AI is urgent. Measures such as capping power usage, effectiveness, and consumption, as well as creating incentives for sustainable practices like liquid cooling, are crucial steps in the right direction. The success and benefits of AI should not come at the expense of our planet's well-being. It is crucial for stakeholders to prioritize sustainability and work towards a future where AI innovation goes hand in hand with environmental responsibility.